It wasn't until students opened their yearbooks that they learned that some of their portraits had been digitally altered to cover up their bare arms and erase their tattoos. The yearbook staff at Wasatch High School was reportedly instructed earlier by school officials to Photoshop photos of students wearing tank tops and low-cut blouses, as well as T-shirts with seemingly inappropriate slogans, as well as photos of students with tattoos. It was reported that all of the photos affected were of girls, calling attention to the uneven handling of the issue. Superintendent Terry Shoemaker says that's not correct.
The fact of the matter was both boys' and girls' photos were edited. Why that didn't get reported, I don't know why. But the fact of the matter is we're still studying that issue, and I'm sure there's going to be some changes associated with what's done there, and the high school still working on that.
At the time, school officials claimed that when students had their pictures taken last year, there was a large sign informing them that inappropriate attire would not be allowed and that the photos could be edited. The problem, though, was that the yearbook staff wasn't consistent in implementing the guidelines. Some photos of students wearing tank tops that showed their bare arms were altered, while others were not. The district apologized for the inconsistencies, but stands by the dress code. Shoemaker says the school board at this point hasn't provided any direction about how they want the school to handle the issue in the future, other than following the dress code, which is already on the books. He expects some guidance will be coming in the next few weeks.
The school board is very aware of what's going on. They're watching it closely. They're waiting for a report back from the high school on the possibility of whatever changes they're going to do for this coming school year.
Okay. Pictures are taken early on, I think, in the school year.
They are.
So
we
need to have that done pretty soon here then, huh?
Whatever changes are going to happen will be happening, obviously, during registration or near that time, which is in August.
That's Wasatch County School District Superintendent Terry Shoemaker. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.